dead crow calls up to his wings. We were lightning across the whole world. We were lightning, lightning, lightning. And the guys to black we made a cross when our shadows met, and the guide to black cats we made a pact when our shadows dead crow calls out to his wings. I'm getting weaker, I'm getting thin. I hate how obvious I have been. And it's fading.
Yeah. Songs Ohio with The Black Crow, and that's taken from the 2000 album called The Lioness. And that was an album that came out on Secretly Canadian Records, and it was recorded in Scotland. And it was recorded at Chem 19 Studios, which is a recording studio that Arab Strap and I do believe Mogwai have recorded that. It was recorded with Alistair Roberts and a few members of Arab Strap. And if you're not familiar, Songs of Haya is mainly the solo work of Jason Molina. It's a lot of his earlier stuff is very dark, very depressing. And he moved on to form the Magnolia Electric Company, and it has more of a full band format. And if you haven't heard, in the past few years, Jason's kind of dropped off the map. He hasn't been touring very much. And this past September, his label, Secretly Canadian, posted some stuff about he's not doing too well medically and is kind of in and out of medical, or he's in and out of rehab institutions. So if you go to scdistribution.com/magnolia, you can find a whole bunch of rare out of print albums, and you can purchase them and pretty much help out Jason Molina and his medical bills and stuff like that. So definitely check that out. They have a whole bunch of unreleased and reissued stuff that they haven't put out in a number of years. Anyways, once again, that's scdistribution.com/magnolia. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and this is the sort of post-fun drive wind-down show. So thanks for everyone who donated and anyone who was involved with the fun drive in any way. It was an awesome, awesome week, and I'm sure everyone around the station is very burned out and tired from it. But we're getting back, and just like to thank you again for anyone that donated to any of the shows. It was a fantastic time. So tonight on the program, we have a lot of different stuff on the show. We're gonna have some stuff from Memory House, Muskox, Dog Day, and some stuff later on, some very experimental noise stuff from James Ferraro and the Skaters. But to start off the program tonight, I'm gonna hear something from a compilation called Folk Songs of Canada, featuring a whole bunch of Eastern Canadian acoustic and folky type artists. And you can hear something from Laura Barrett, and she has a really cool track on here called Save Up Your Money While You're Young. So if you want to check out some more info on the show, head to canadapostrock.ca, and don't forget to check out citr.ca for some more info on all the shows and great programming here on CITR. So I'm gonna stop talking here, right here on CITR. This is Laura Barrett.
Into it at least. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It was a track taken from the Folk Songs of Canada Now compilation. Pretty stellar compilation featuring stuff from the Sun Parlor Players, Matthias Combe, Wax Mannequin, Jenny Omnicord, and even Jeff Burner. And the track you heard was something from Toronto's Laura Barrett. Really nice, cute track called Save Your Money While You're Young. And if you're not familiar, Laura Barrett, she plays on this really interesting instrument that sounds like kind of like a kid's toy. I believe it's called a kalimba. Anyways, you can check out some more info on this compilation at folksongsofcanadanow.com, and it's out on a label called Label Fantastic. An interesting thing is the artwork was done by Kate Beaton of Hark a Vagrant. She does the webcomic that is pretty popular. Check it out at harkavagrant.com. So you are tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, going to be on air until 1 a.m. tonight. I hope everyone's doing pretty good, and if you're a student, hopefully you're not feeling the stress of projects and papers and stuff like that. But we only have a couple weeks left, so just hang in there and you'll do fine. So hopefully I got some nice study music and paper-written music chosen for you tonight. So up next, you're going to hear something from Sub Pop Records and a Canadian artist that they have, a new release from a band called Memory House. I do believe they're a duo based out of Toronto. They have a new EP called The Years, and it's really lush, really dreamy, shoegazy type pop. Well, not really shoegazy, but very lush and dreamy. You'll hear a track called Modern Normal, and then after that, some really kind of a 80s synth pop from a group called Class Actress. They got some new stuff out on Car Park Records. Then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Memory House. Thank you.
Say you will. You better say you will. We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to Fund Drive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Bilo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And once again, I can't thank you guys enough for donating and anyone that contributed anything to Fund Drive. It's a pretty awesome time to be around the station. And it's pretty... I don't know, it's a pretty awesome feeling to just have a lot of people support us and donate money to keep us doing what we're doing. So, you are listening to CITR Radio, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from Car Park Records, a new release from a New York group called Class Actress. They have a new album called Reapproacher, and you heard a track called Limousine. Prior to that, you heard something from Let me see what you heard. Oh, was something from Memory House, Eastern Canadian group out on Sub Pop Records. And I guess we'll keep going with some more music. And right now you're going to hear something from a Swedish duo called Carol Revan. And they're out on Acephaly Records. And you're going to hear a track that features Juliana Barwick on vocals on this track. It's a track called Sa Sa Samoa. And if you're not familiar, Juliana Barwick's a really bright, shimmery pop voice, and she's out on Asthmatic Kitty Records. And then after that, you're going to hear something from an Ottawa-based, kind of post-rock, sort of jazz-oriented group called Muskox. And from Muskox, you're going to hear something from a brand new album called Invocation/Transformation. And you can check out some more info at muskoxhq.net. And then we'll see what we get to after that. Like I said, they're kind of post-rocky, they have a little bit of progressive elements, and they have a really, really shimmery sound. They have a ton of guests on this album. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Carola Revan.
Thank you. Rainy days got you down? Starting in October, Sprouts will be serving up good old-fashioned home-cooked oatmeal just like Mom used to make. Every Wednesday morning from 9:30 a.m. Just $2 a bowl and coffee for 75 cents. Sprouts, located in the basement of the sub.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And what you heard was an almost tortoise-esque track. And that was a Eastern Canadian group from Ottawa called Muskox. They have a new release called Invocation/Transformation. And you heard the track called Zephyria Tholus. And you can check out more info at muskoxhq.net. Prior to that, you heard something from a Swedish group called, I keep mispronouncing the name, but it's called Coral Revan. And they're out on Acephaly Records. And you heard a track called Sasa Samoa. And that features the vocals of Juliana Barwick. So we'll take kind of a left turn in the set. And we hear some more straight rock oriented bands. And you're going to hear something from Dog Day and followed by Lullaby Orchestra. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from Dog Day's new album. It's called Deformer.
Oh,
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Lullaby Orchestra with Unite off their debut called Amp Grave, and that came out on Constellation Records. And if you're not familiar, that's the drummer from Do Make Say Think, and it's a duo that features his wife. They put a new album out on Vice Records about 2 years ago. Before that, you heard Dog Day, and you are tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to leave you this evening with a track from James Ferraro. He's one of the noise artists out of Las Vegas, I do believe, and he's behind one of the noise projects called The Skaters. But it's put out a lot of very dystopic, utopian, futuristic pop music, and he put out a new album, and you're going to hear a track off of it called Bags. The new album is called Farside Virtual, and it's a lot more different than most stuff that he's put out. It's a lot more pop-oriented. It's kind of similar to Entre Nouveau, which is a label made of. So after James Ferraro, you're going to hear some older stuff from The Skaters. You can hear a track off the Dark Rye Bread album that they put out. An untitled track, and it's about 15 minutes long, and it's what most Skaters stuff sounds like. So hope you enjoy the set. Stay tuned for more great music on CITR Radio, and check out canadapostrock.ca for some more playlists and podcasts and stuff like that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is James Ferraro.
Thanks, Disney. Yes, I got it. Disney. D-I-S-N-Y.
What are you talking about?
Think big. As big as Walt Disney. Thank you.
Yeah.